T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
A football-heavy Grant and Danny on 106.7 Fan today, but what better way to put a bow on this Tuesday show than talking to the new head coach of the Washington Capitals? We opened the show today talking about the news that they'd gotten their man, and so many of us got what we wanted. We wanted an accomplished, longtime head coach to run the operation with a couple of contending years ahead of us here, and Peter Laviolette has been hired by Brian McClellan to take the reins in D.C. of this championship contender. He's coached over 1,200 games, has 637 wins in his career. Coach, thanks so much for the time. You're on with Grant and Danny. Really appreciate it.
Gentlemen, it's great to be here. Good to be on the show. Thank you.
Well we're
Coach,
thrilled
congratulations.
To chat with you.
Yeah,
we're pumped that they decided that you were the guy. You tell us, though, it wasn't just them interviewing you. You're interviewing them in a way as well as a candidate for other jobs in the last year and in the years ahead, I'm sure. What did you like about this fit for you?
There was a lot of things that I liked about it. I mean, having this, you know, leaving the Eastern Conference for the first time and going to Nashville, you know, my family grew up in New England and we live down in Florida and my kids are on the East Coast, and to get back to the East Coast, we're really happy about that. Having, you know, coached against some of the players on that team, you realize what a talented group it is. You realize what a special place the D.C. area is, the building and what that can be like, the fact that they've experienced quite a bit of success in the last, you know, half a dozen years in the regular season, and then some postseason success as well. It was really a no-brainer. It was a great fit, a great opportunity to work with a team that has the talent and has the potential to be successful, and I feel fortunate to be a part of that. So my wife, my family, and I are really looking forward to at least at a minimum the next 3 years and trying to build something and get back to where everybody wants to get.
Coach, what were your impressions kind of outside looking in when you would prepare to play Washington? What were their strengths? What were their weaknesses? And as you sort of take over this role, what do you want to tweak, if anything?
Yeah, so most recently, you know, you always look at your opponent and try to figure out a style of play that you're going to need to play in order to be successful. And being in Nashville, we had to gear up a lot of times for big teams. We had to gear up to go into some battles and go into war against, you know, teams like Winnipeg and teams like St. Louis and Anaheim and L.A. These are big, strong teams that can play a fast, physical, and powerful game. And when we jump back to the East Coast, we put Washington into that category with just a bigger lineup, guys that can play in the battles, guys that can be physical and a tough team to play in. So that you knew you had to play a certain style if you were going to be successful. I really like the makeup of their lineup with regard to their size and their physicality. They have a tremendous amount of talent throughout the lineup as well, both on the back end and up front. They've had two really good goaltenders for some time now. And so there's a lot of things that, for me, are just real positive about the lineup. And to me, to come in and try to implement an identity in which I want to play, I think it's gonna mesh well.
Peter Laviolette on Grant and Danny, the new head coach of the Capitals. Thrilled about this hire. His last three stops, Carolina, Philly, Nashville. He's been in the Stanley Cup with all three of those teams, and he's won a title. He won that title as a 41-year-old coach with the Canes. Peter, I'm curious, when we talk about you from the outside looking in, we say, oh, he's no nonsense. He's a, you know, an authoritarian type. How do you view yourself as a coach? What would you tell people that aren't familiar with your style on the bench, and then maybe also schematically what you bring to the table?
You know, I think you have to bring a little bit of both. And trust me, there's no exact right way on how to do it. It probably goes to the person and their demeanor and how they get it done. I do think that honesty, you know, the old saying, honesty is probably the best policy, and just dealing direct with players. I do think that there needs to be accountability. You know, you go down that road and you start talking about like pushing buttons and accountability. I definitely think that that has to be in play with what you're doing. But, you know, I also think that coming to the rink and having fun and being a motivated group, if you can get down that road more often than not, you'll find out that you're pushing your buttons and your accountability becomes less and less because guys are loving what they do. They feel like they're taking the ice as a group that can't be beat. And that for them is fun. And so when they start to buy into that and believe in that, you start to see more of that on a nightly basis with regard to who they are as a group. For me, I think just the identity of being hard to play against, being a hard checking, hard working team, trying to stay in the offensive zone as much as you can, trying to create offense and not doing it at the risk of being poor defensively. So there's a balance there, but you know, given the choice of the two ends that you can play in, I want to get into the offensive zone. I want to stay there as long as we can. So just trying to put in a scheme or an identity that looks like that. You know, I don't think it's changed too much for me. It's just a belief and you know, the forecheck, a belief in the offensive zone identity, a belief in the neutral zone or how to, you know, break out or get through the neutral zone. So there's just certain things that I talked with Brian about that I think meshed with him as well. And we'll look to get to work when the players get back here and training camp and start the process of working on that identity.
Coach, how have you grown as a coach over the years? You started in your, I'll say mid-30s, right? The latter half of your mid-30s, and you got a lot of experience in this league. How have you grown and changed over the years?
You know, it's amazing. Like somebody just sent me a picture, maybe it was on Twitter or whatever, but my kid sent it to me or whatever, and you know, it started with me behind the bench and Wheeling, and I'm looking like I was 13 years old. So, and now here I am. I'm one of the, you know, getting to be one of the older guys in the league, and I'm like, where is the time gone? And constantly learning. I think about what I didn't know then, and I think about what I know now, and I think about what I need to know tomorrow. And so you're constantly learning, constantly trying to get better. Stay up with the talent, stay up with the system, stay up with the team, stay up with the way you need to communicate. There was a point in Nashville where we had lost Phil Housley, who's just a terrific coach, and we needed to replace him. And, you know, I'm a older veteran coach, and Kevin McCarthy was with me. He was an older veteran coach, and we purposely went after somebody that was young and had some experience, but we went after somebody that was young. And I remember talking to the GM in Nashville, just saying, I want somebody that's younger than me, smarter than me, works harder than me, knows different things than me. Like, let me learn from a different avenue in a different way. And so we hired Dan Muse, and he's now the head coach of the U.S. development program, which is a great step for him. So, but just the people that you meet, and the coaches that you work with, if you're willing, you can learn an awful lot from some really smart people.
Well, Coach, we are up against it. Thank you for the time. We're thrilled that you're here. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. It's good to be here. Look forward to working with you.
Can't wait to chat with you over at the training facility. Peter Laviolette, the new head coach of the Capitals. I love the hire. They needed experience. They needed a winner. They got those things. Kudos to Ted Leonsis for opening up the checkbook, Danny.
That is a good hire. I didn't like him before. I love him now.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Chad is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.